Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is the refreshing
thing. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Give yourself a few extra minutes on I-235 South heading onto K-96 East. It's a little sluggish there. Also, watch for construction delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street with a backup to the I-35 overpass. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. After a bumpy Thursday evening, we get a fantastic Friday. Lots of sunshine, lighter winds from the east, 10 to 15, and a high of 77. Clouds return tonight, 53 is the low, and then here we go again. Showers and storms are likely both Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and those could be severe. Otherwise, a warm weekend with highs in the mid-70s on Saturday and near 80 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love the app because it's so easy to use.
The app is fantastic. I can listen to my favorite shows, catch up on news, and discover new music all in one place.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, thank you to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program here. You're going to have to dance around, play a little golf this weekend. Crestview Country Club will have you covered. 36 holes to choose from. The North Course, the South Course, both in great condition. There are even different memberships if you just want access to one of the courses. So give Crestview a call. They got the simulators inside. They've got golf instructors out there to help try to figure out your game. No hope for me, but maybe for you. And great restaurant facilities. That pool's going to be open in about a month. Can't wait for that, Paul. My wife, who will be pregnant this summer, I imagine will just be in that pool a lot.
There you go.
As she cools off. But it's one of the best pools, if not the best pool in town. Give Crestview a call. It's a great family atmosphere. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. All right, we come back. We're going to continue our talk of the NFL draft's first round. Jalen Thompson will be in next hour to get us ready for the Royals weekend. So let's just keep chugging along, Paul. We'll talk about the rest of the Chiefs' first round expectations today. We've got to get in and sort of review what else we liked non-Chiefs out of the draft in the first round. But, okay, we established and we've discussed the pick of the first round, Mansoor Delane, one of the bigger surprises, I think, of the first round, one of the more aggressive moves of the first round. The Chiefs loved the player. They've made that clear. And they went up it may be their most glaring need. They lost both starting corners, so they address that with the first pick. No issues there. Was it an overpay? Depends on how good Mansoor Delane is. If I told you, Paul, that Mansoor Delane will be equal value to Trent McDuffie, there's not a scenario in the world where you say they overpaid to get him, right?
That's right.
At that point, you're like, yeah, there's nothing. You lost a third-round pick to go replace Trent McDuffie's production? Fine. Who cares?
Right.
Right? So, and a fifth, to be fair. But so there you go. I get it. Again, I'm going to rubber stamp it because they love the player that much. They were so close to getting one of those elite edge rushers. Here's the other part of that equation before we get into Peter Woods, Paul. Reuben Bain Jr. didn't go till 15.
How about that?
So now as we look back at this, it's like, would you rather trade a third and a fifth, move up three spots and take Delane, or just take Bain at 9?
No, they did the right thing. They got the guy they wanted. There's a reason. There is a reason. And I think we barely hit on it yesterday because I think both of us had the feeling that Bain was going to drop. Bain was doing too much self-promotion, if you ask me. Now, that's just me. And I am just positive that he was going to drop, and he did drop a little. And, in fact, he had dropped – some in the last couple of weeks. And part of it is his height. That's a real part of the problem. He's 6 foot tall. People consider that to be a little bit short when it comes to an edge rusher. And, of course, he could play a little bit of an inside, but he's not big enough to be an inside. He's almost like an in-betweener if you get right down to it. So I am not surprised at what happened with Bain. He dropped, but that's because other teams were trying to figure out, well, this is you know, what we need to do, here's what we think. And he still went at 15. I mean, it was a drop of 10. But overall, from a month ago, it's a drop of about maybe a little more, about 7 or 8. But anyway, not surprised what happened with Bain. Is he a good football player? Yeah. Will he make a great NFL player? I think. Will he be a Hall of Famer? Don't think so.
They liked him enough. Brett Veach told the story afterward that Steve Spagnuolo liked him so much, he was like, let's not even bring him in. Let's put up the smoke screen. Let's just talk to him on Zoom. That's how much Spags liked him and like really thought he was the pick. Is he didn't even want to give any other teams clues that the Chiefs might like him that much. They kind of did that with Mahomes back in the day. So there's a lot that goes into it. Now, they ultimately have to get the evaluation right. You've got the luxury of having Steve Spagnuolo on your staff. You've got the luxury of a head coach that trusts all of that completely. And you know, one of the better coaches of defensive backs in this generation at consistently having good ones, Steve Spagnuolo says and does those sorts of things to go get him. That helps you trust the evaluation of the player, doesn't it? Like, you just are like, okay, he's the guy. And they really liked him and they really wanted him. Now, Did they like him or want him more than they wanted Bailey or Reese to potentially work out? I don't know. It doesn't really matter because it didn't work out. And so they liked him enough to make sure they got him. And they did not think they were going to get him after Tate was picked by the Titans. And so they make the move. And that's where I'll rubber stamp and give a decent grade, because their vision for it, and I believe them on this, you know, when they say these things, mostly because when you listen to the people following this from a wider perspective without a dog in the fight, they're saying the same thing, right? There's no way Delane gets past New Orleans. No way. The way this all played out, he's not going to make it past them. So when you see all that, you hear how much Spags likes him, you're like, okay, they went and they got their player. That's fine. It's the second pick, Paul, for me that I'm a little more, and it's not leery, because I think the general consensus is on Peter Woods is that people really like him. And, you know, in 2 years, if we're looking back at that, or even this year, if he's a rotational player, but in there making an impact, I think we're going to be satisfied with it. It's just the oddity of it to me is you just took Omar Norman Lott.
in the second round last year at 63. That was a high pick. You know, maybe there's a future where you're just like, you know, Chris Jones only has 1 or 2 years. Those guys will be the interior in 3 years. But the Chiefs aren't really making decisions based on 3 years down the road. They're making decisions on how do we get the best we can be next year. And that's where it's like, okay, this is going to have to be a rotational situation. I cannot imagine a scenario, Paul. And here is a good point. And when you think about this, and you've got good insight because you've coached defensive linemen forever, how much better a pass rusher or more effective a pass rusher could Chris Jones potentially be? Let's say Peter Woods is pretty good. If he's drawing the attention away from the double and triple teams Jones sees at times, how much better could that make their pass rush? Just freeing up some of the bodies that are devoted to Chris Jones every game.
Yeah. Well, everybody overlooks the fact that if you can push the pocket and squeeze the pocket and make the quarterback put the quarterback in a
push
situation
it up the middle, you mean?
Yeah. Where if you can get push and you take away that little step up area, there's always a little step up area that a quarterback likes to have, because if he has pressure coming off of an edge and he doesn't want to get hit or his arm jarred with the ball or whatever the case might be, he's going to step up into the pocket. And you have two great push guys, Jones and now obviously Jones and Woods. Goodness gracious!
Yeah.
But you have both those guys that are really, really, really good push guys. Sure, obviously that would be a tremendous advantage. Take away that spot where a quarterback feels the safety of stepping into, and when you do that, sometimes one guy's enough. But if you have two, that changes everything. That makes a quarterback flush. That makes a quarterback more vulnerable to an outside pass rush. And, you know, when you have those defensive ends running the rim and they're coming fast, boy, there's that big, big desire to want to step up. You take that away, you know, do you realize how big that can be? So this may not be such a dumb thing after all.
Dumb's always the wrong term, I think, in drafts. Because ultimately, Paul, all we're doing at the end of the day with these is trusting teams' evaluation of players. Mm. Like, we get so caught because it's so much fun and there's so much hype and there's so much pomp and circumstance around it, and the strategy of it is fascinating and fun. But sometimes I think we overthink it.
Right.
If Peter Woods is a great player, the Chiefs made the right pick.
Yeah.
Like, if you come out of drafts and you overpay or do all these things consistently and, you know, but you're ending up with great players, it doesn't really matter where they play. The goal of the draft is, like, you got to just get as many great players as you can get.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, is this guy a great player or not? I don't want to overthink, you know, they could have waited 5 more picks, or they could have traded down, or they could have done that. Like, no, sometimes you just got to go get your guys. And they must have really liked this player too, because they do have some areas of need to get better next year. Defensive tackle was on the list for some people, maybe so, but it was farther down the list.
Yeah, farther down the list. And by the way, I had to go look it up because I wasn't exactly sure just exactly what the age was of Chris Jones. 32. I thought it would have been 30 or 31.
No.
At the 32. So, you know, 32, that's getting up there. And particularly at the position of interior.
And this keeps him fresh.
Yeah. And that will be a big part of that. But, man, the thought of two inside push guys, that can get one excited. However, let me play a devil's advocate. Going at number 31 was Keldrick Falk, a defensive edge rusher out of Auburn, 6'5", 276. Runs well, overall grade of 87. He was projected to go in the 25th pick of the first round. He goes in the 31st pick of the first round, but 6'5", 267. He's that prototype guy you like. Gets off the ball very fast. Has great hands. Hands up. He's a problem. Got long arms. All the things that you're wanting. All the things that you need for a defensive end. You know, you could have passed on Peter Woods and gotten Keldrick Falk, because he was still available. he still had two more picks before he got picked by the Titans. So what would you have done? I know you probably don't know a lot about Kendrick Faulk, and I'm not sure I know that much about him either. But I do remember the name throughout the course of the year a little bit. He's a good player. He's a pro.
Yeah, he 6'5". I think he was probably better in 24 than 25. So I don't know. Paul, I try to be really honest with people. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I've done some deep dive evaluation of Kendrick Faulk versus Peter Woods.
I'm just throwing it out that was available to the Chiefs.
He was available. As were some wide receiver options.
Right. And that, by the way, and you're right on that also, because going at 30 was Omar Cooper Jr. out of Indiana, wide receiver, highly thought of. And by the way, taken by the Jets. So, you know, that of course, they're looking for receivers anyway. But I just found it interesting that there were options on the D-line, if that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah,
there were options Chiefs.
I think that's my point, Paul. There were options there. Maybe at bigger areas of need,
they decided
to take Woods. Doesn't that tell you they really like this player?
Well, yeah, because I like Kendrick Faulk too. And I mean, I would have.
Yeah, I liked him too. He was a good player. We know who he is because he was a good player. How was he compared to a different position in Woods, and how do they stack up? That's the part where I'm like,
yeah,
man, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, how many people thought when Chris Jones was drafted he was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, who? I mean, I didn't. I mean, Chris Jones? Okay.
Played in the SEC. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that one's a hard one for me to evaluate. I can understand the reasoning. And if they still had that third round pick, I probably would be more OK with it. But I think they have two glaring needs here. And I don't know that they're going to have to, you know, hope one of them hits in the later rounds, wide receiver and edge rusher. Let's talk about that. What do we look forward to now on the next day of the draft, which is today? Could they trade back up into the second or third? I think it's an option. We'll talk about it. We got Royals talk coming next hour. A lot for you. Your calls, comments, always welcome. It's Sports Daily on a Friday.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita. K248CY, Wichita. KNSS HD2, Clearwater. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.